I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Don't own shares in Microsoft? Well, today you might be kicking yourself. The company, which in the interests of full disclosure owns our partner Slate Magazine, plans to pay around $75 billion, yes, that is with a B, to shareholders. Shareholders will get the money in the form of dividends and stock buybacks. Joining us now to talk about what this means for investors and the company is Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon. Bob, if you are a Microsoft shareholder, and I'm not going to ask if you are, how much money is involved and when is it going to be paid?
Well, rats, I'm not a Microsoft shareholder, but it might not be a bad stock to be holding right now. The company plans to pay a one-time dividend of $3 per share, and that payout will probably be made in December once the timing is worked out. The company has about 10.7 billion shares outstanding, so Microsoft executives estimate this dividend will cost the company about $32 billion. In addition, Microsoft will double its annual dividend to 32 cents per share. Now, of course, the idea of a dividend itself is relatively new to Microsoft. It just started paying dividends in March of 2003. And the other part of this plan is a big stock buyback aimed at bringing share prices up in the long term. The company plans to buy back as much as $30 billion of the company's stock over the next 4 years.
Now, Microsoft has been criticized for not paying out dividends. Why has it resisted that pressure to give investors some of its big profits?
Well, when you're a company as big as Microsoft, the big question is, what are you going to do with all the cash you're raking in? Get this, Microsoft generates about $1 billion in cash every month, and executives say even with this payout, it'll still have enough funds for research and acquisitions, tens of billions of dollars. Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer told reporters in a conference call that the company has been hesitant to spend these billions because it's been afraid it might need the money for well-known legal disputes faced in recent years.
We think that we have put many of our legal issues in the rearview mirror, so to speak, which affords us this opportunity to move forward with the cash management plan.
So the focus now is on beefing up the languishing share price for what is one of America's most widely held stocks.
And one investor, Bill Gates, also gets paid out. Will he become even richer?
Well, his share of this one-time payout is expected to amount to about $3 billion. He says he won't keep that money, though. He's going to be pledging it to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is the billionaire's philanthropic organization. So overall, this is going to be a big payout to shareholders. But when you think about it, it's $3 per share, not all that big if you're just holding a few Microsoft shares. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at the painful and very human cost of war.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thanks.